Wow. You guys are blowing me away. This is so cool. So, now don't get me crying. You know, I have found that the older I get, seems like I cry at the drop of a hat. You know, I hear a kitten in the next room and I start crying. I don't know why. It's just, I think it's because, you know, you're getting closer to the end and you know it. And these moments mean more than they did when you were 18, you know. You're 18, you're like, oh, hell, I got my whole life in front of me. But anyway, I'm getting off track here. Man, I was James, what is your last name? I don't even know if we ever even said it.
I don't even know you could pronounce it.
Oh, really? It's what?
Nuffenberg.
Okay. Did you want to come up here with me, James?
Come on,
man. Come on up here. Because I just want to tell you how this happened. I got paired up with James, and I'm so thankful. What a wonderful guy. Man, what a joy it was to spend the day with him. And I say the day because come over here, brother. I want you to read these lyrics and help me sing. No, you don't sing into the light, James.
My bad.
Oh, you don't need to do all that. Gotcha.
Hello.
So this wasn't part of the whole show.
So I didn't know what to expect. You know, I've been writing songs for, well, my whole life, but for 42 years I've been doing it as an actual paid professional, you know. It's how I make my living. Other than some friends of mine, I've never sat down with a veteran and done this kind of thing. James and I carved out a spot over here in the corner, and you know, like the rest of you groups, I said, well, man, tell me a little bit about yourself, James. And in 2 minutes, he gave me his entire life story, masterfully laid out with all the details. And it just was like I just watched a movie, and then at the end he goes, so yeah. I mean, he took me through his life. Not only, I mean, what an interesting life, not only during his service, but I'm talking about before his service, during his service, and now after his service. It was like, how are we going to distill this down, all of this into a song? That's the problem with these guys, is they're all such incredible characters, incredible humans. It just doesn't quite seem fair to try to put it all into one song. But we did, and not only did I just listen to James and then start writing, I made him write with me. We were here till 5 o'clock last night, and then still tweaking on it last night. And this morning, not that it'll show, but we wrestled this son of a gun to the ground, didn't we, James?
That's right.
But he was right there with every word, and then back here in the green room, he starts singing with me, and I realize, man, the guy's, he's got a great voice, too. So I don't want you to be bashful, man.
Oh, yeah.
Jump in there and help me out.
All right.
So basically, kind of what I got from James's whole story was that at this point in his life, it seems like the hardest part is kind of trying to live without that thing that you guys shared when you're in the life and death situations and you're amongst your fellow men who are some of the bravest and best trained warriors in the world. And I said, man, aren't you just like full of fear all the time? He goes, no, you're not afraid at all. Excuse me. Because you know you're surrounded by the best. And you know you're going to take care of them. They're going to take care of you. I said, there's nothing to worry about. Just getting the job done. But then you come home and then, man, the real world ain't like that. It's a shame, but we don't take care of each other the way these guys do. We ought to. We should learn this lesson from them. But anyway, this is called Living Without It.